I fucked your mum and I like it.
Okay.
Taste of her cherry chapin.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim! Merry fucking Christmas! Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate.
We wish you a Merry Teagmas, we wish you a Merry Teagmas, we wish you a Merry Teagmas, and a Happy Henry blowjob. Good tidings we bring to you and your prisoner kin. Good tidings for Teagmas and a Happy Henry. Australia is full of prisoners. That's why we sent you there. I'm glad you're stuck there.
They can come back
anytime
they want.
Okay, we need to establish some ground rules. Well, we do not insult our two loyal listeners.
I do.
Loyal?
Listeners?
Yeah. Just fucking...
Hansel?
Oh, yeah. We do not insult our two loyal listeners. They are the only two people listening to this shit. They're the only people we're doing this for.
Stephen Spink still listens. No.
Yeah. Why did I believe that just for a second?
There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate.
You're listening to Will and Stu's Rantcast, the place where geeks come for geeky stuff. They spoil it for other geeks and their mothers.
Fuck you!
Something along those lines.
Fuck your mother.
Anyway, it's Christmas!
Christmas!
The snow's coming down!
Christmas! Christmas! I don't know the words. And I've completely changed the tune. Christmas! Christmas!
We are here to present to you Will and Stu's Rantcast Christmas Party. Most awful thing ever.
Other than rape.
Hey, I have an idea of what we can do for this Christmas party.
Okay, what?
Let's review the human centipede.
No.
No. Would you like to spunk on a cat in a winter garden? I think you would like that in a winter garden. Spunking on a cat is fine as long as you're not caught. But Teague Shepherd of Winterfell loves it. Loves it. More. For he and Henry just through the streets. They ran around like fucking cripples, and they liked to touch things. One day Henry said,
"You didn't even say nipples. That's an obvious rhyme."
One day Henry said to Teague, "I like your little cock." And Teague said to Henry, "You'd better
fuck it with a sock." See, I'm quicker than you.
Teague and Henry are the fuckers. The dirty Aussie fuckers. We're the dirty Aussie fuckers. From Scotland. Near Edrington on Tyne. halfway to Plymouth, and maybe from somewhere in between. Henry has a girlfriend. No, that's Teague, you silly fool. Teague has a girlfriend. You think she's a fucking fool. Henry is single, but he has a hot bit of whiff. His sister, I think her name is, I don't know, but she's fit. I've stalked Teague and Henry on the Facebook and the Twitter. They haven't got MySpace themselves, but I did, it was shitter. Teague and Henry touch themselves in darkness and in light. And sometimes, in spite of myself, I think of them when I'm playing my banjo at night. Oh, Teague and Henry run through a forest, run through a forest for every day. Day, 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 day. This is our Christmas special, it is gonna be like this. We're gonna sing some music and we're gonna take the piss. We might review a Christmas film, but probably not. In fact, we haven't got a plan because Stuart, he's got
vaginal
crustaceous rot.
Vagina and anus.
Oh, it's so Christmassy. Can't you see the Christmas gleaming in the sunshine of a spectre? The Beatles didn't sing about the Christmas with a twatter. I have a mug. It has a poorly forged Superman logo on the side. This is a description, not part of the lyric. Did you know once? I will read Teague statuses. I'll laugh and call them gay. Ha ha, I have a girlfriend. Oh, you like it that way. Teague's Tuesday consists of ramen, Skyrim, and some Slayer. But now he has a girlfriend. Surely he should lay her. This is proving to be our most offensive of podcasts. But Teague and Henry won't hear it until the day after Christmas. Do you know why? Because they're in Australia, which is unfortunately a day ahead of us. Damn, they get Christmas early, cunts. But fortunately for us, they'll die first in the end of the world. Now to tell you a little bit about Teague and Henry. Teague is a man, I think. He has long hair, it could be a cover for something. We have never met face to face, of course. We have conversed many times. He is a fan of the show. He was born on Christus Eve. With a crusty penis. He has since learned to play the guitar like a fucking pro. Unfortunately, though, he's not quite as awesome as my funky bro. Thank you. I am looking through Teague's friends on Facebook. My, he knows some totty. But at the same time, every boy I see just makes me go, grotty. Oh, I'd destroy her proper good. I'd smash her, that one's back doors in. I'd come on that one's tits. I'd...
Well, this is the men in white coats. We've come to take you away. We're sorry, but this is internet rape. The court will convict you to a million days in solitary confinement.
It's not rape if they're not awake to say no.
Yes, it is.
What, Teague and Henry? I want to fuck Teague and Henry. I want to fuck Teague and Henry. They are my fans. They are my fans. I'm singing out of time with the music. La la la, la 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 la, la 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 la. I'm bored now.
But seriously, Teague and Henry, we love you in a way that a group of men can only love and love a couple of men opening for sexually.
How dare you break the flow of music, you dirty bearded whore! How dare you break this musical day! Fuck you forevermore!
You said the song was over and you were bored of it, and you were personally looking quite weird indeed.
That means start a new one, you insatiable twat!
There's no need to start a new one just yet.
There's no need to take the mic away, you fucking bastard prat. I am the only one here with any music drive. I feel that as though I am lucky to be alive. Hugh and Stuart are great twats. They are the worst of all. But did you know I know a man, a bastard, who's called... He's a queer, a dirty queer. We're editing this part out because someone might listen and show him. And I couldn't have that because he's a twat, and twats are for men. Twats are for men to put their wangs in. Wangs, wangs, wangs.
This really is quite surreal. Got any more lyrics for us, Will? That was all off the top of his head, by the way. That really was quite amazing.
What, you have to paint it? You're just going to break it to music. There is no soundtrack to this, so if you want to listen to it, you've got to.
Oh my god! Oh!
Will. He likes to come on get you the colours. Then he finds a place.
If Teague and Henry send me JPEGs of their cocks, I will send them money via FedEx with a box. The box will contain items of inquiring need. It might even contain a woman and the body part from which she would bleed. I am a serial killer, a monster in man's clothes. I'm a serial killer. If you tug this microphone once more, I will break your face. La 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 la. La 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 la. I feel so brittle. I feel so tired. It's like I have been infected with pusville. Desire. I love a woman. Yes, it's true. I'll say her name to you. We blank it out at the end of every episode. Because it changes with great frequency and I can't remember this one's name. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, who do I like? Oh.
Doesn't matter as long as they have a cock who likes them.
Fuck you, Stuart. Fuck you. You dirty, dirty queer. You like the cock in your bum hole. That much has always been clear. Hugh is much the same. He likes to chug on cigar. Punk. But if you asked him what his favourite thing was, he'd say spunk.
I didn't say what you say spunk, that was.
I just want to review something good, amazing. I just want to sing about it. Just so you can get a review.
Here's a dear of mine who walked with me, but you too won't give it to me.
Why can't we
review the sympathy to?
Alright, Human Centipede 2 review.
keep going the fucking music! Just because I can't rhyme for shit doesn't mean that I'm going to be completely silent in this fucking episode. Okay, Human Centipede 2. Basically, there is a guy who keeps on watching the first one. It's all in black and white for no fucking reason. Tom Six thinks there's a fucking reason, but there isn't. He's just a cunt who really needs adult supervision when he's making these films. Basically, there's a guy who really likes the Human Centipede 2 and has sexual fantasies about wanting to make an actual human centipede and masturbates himself with sandpaper. Why? I've no fucking clue. It's fucking stupid. Anyway, so he gets a warehouse and he kidnaps some people. He hits them on the head with baseball bats. This is the first 56 minutes of the movie. And then he puts them together into a centipede. And you see them burrowing their faces into each other's arseholes and eating their shit. It's really quite gross. I wish I hadn't seen it. And then there's a random bit where a woman gives birth in the car and the baby falls out underneath the pedals. And she presses the pedal in and it squeezes her newborn baby and it dies. And he only included a newborn baby dying in the film because he went, "Oh, a Serbian film did it before me, and I wanted my movie to be the sickest, grossest movie ever, because I think that's what movies are meant to be about." Anyway, then it just sort of ends, and the guy Martin dies, and that's it, and it's fucking rubbish, and you shouldn't watch it. Instead, what you should watch is this movie I've seen recently called Bad Biology, in which a man shoots heroin into his cock. And his cock breaks off, and it goes on a rampage. And the cock tries to have sex with lots of people. It's really most amusing, and I highly recommend it.
He highly recommends it. It's the day she's been waiting for. When we don't call him a whore.
And a man fucks a girl on the floor with his car filled with heroin, and he calls her a dirty whore.
Hey mama, is that shit to make good mama?
I'm so happy right now. Can't believe that you did that.
Human Centipede
2. Not now, against my wishes.
Now what else can we review? What else can we review with Stu? Come on, Hugh, think it through. What else can we review with Stu? Are we in a Dirty Dr. Seuss book? I get that impression. If you break rhyme once more, I will fuck you. I will fuck you in the ass. With my cock.
Will likes cock.
No, I like Stuart's cock.
Free sex fantasy.
fantasy between Will and Steve. I can't believe it. I'm actually playing the bass in this one.
Okay, so do you want another review?
This week on the Rantcast, we're going back in time. We're discovering why Stuart is such a cunt made of slime. We're discovering his origins through some fiscal reviews. We're going to talk about Twilight, and maybe Thor too.
I was going to say New Moon, that rhymes.
And maybe New Moon. Fuck you!
I've seen the all those movies. What are we gonna do about that? Stupid.
We're gonna make you play that music like a dirty Irish whore. Play it like that Irish whore. What's his name? Bono. The Edge isn't even a real name. And he can't play guitar for shit.
Can anyone in YouTube?
Ooh.
Bananas, in pajamas,
down the stairs. Bananas in pajamas are chasing teddy bears. Bananas in pajamas. Bananas in pajamas. Catch them on the way. You should do more theme tunes. Hacker Dexter Douglas.
This is what I did, this is what I do with my spare time. I learned songs for theme songs. I learned music for theme songs. Video games. And when I play the video games, I sing lyrics to it. I'm going to play Majora's Mask. And I'm going to suck at even the smallest task. But don't be alarmed, I don't know what I'm doing right now, so I
if you're good at Majora's Mask, there's something wrong with you. There is something wrong with the men.
They do me!
No, they're good at Majora's Mask. It's impossible to be good at that game.
Welcome to Will's Corner. Today on Will's Corner, we're adjusting on Stuart's favourite mask. We are adjusting the awesomeness of the shiny and labeling it as a rape for student enjoyment. Yes, it is one of the greatest horror movies ever made. But the shining is without a doubt the furthest from Stephen King's original vision, in that it doesn't blow a chunk. Now I'm not saying that Stephen King is a talented writer and should be shot in the street, but what I'm saying is that Stephen King is a talentless writer and should be shot in the street. I would put this to music, but this is a cutaway segment. Stuart is preparing to threaten me. I'm not quite sure why. Stephen King remains one of the most overrated authors of all time.
I can wait.
I am only doing this to wind Stuart up. I own many Stephen King books.
Just finish your twatty little piece of shit. I can fucking wait.
Stuart is a pervert. He rapes babies.
Ha 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 ha.
This microphone may never work again. I just put it in my mouth and licked it like I would lick a penis. Were I gay? But I'm not. So instead, let us pretend it was a vagina. Now, Stuart, as we both know, I was thoroughly joking about the Stephen King prank, because Stephen King is one of my favorite authors. In fact, I named his book 11-23-2263 as one of the best books of this year. So, what do you say to that, you pompous fuckface?
What I say is, you're obviously not familiar with what is actually in your Stephen King modern outfit, because Stephen King modern outfit is usually just... it's usually just a load of bland shit.
Hugh, play some guitar, bitch.
I haven't said anything this episode, allow me to say that. With me, little company. What are you thinking right now, Hugh?
About raping you.
Ooh.
Ooh, saucy. Yeah, Tegan Henry. You're saucy. Do you have a sister? Is she hot? I'm from Australia. Or Australasia. I once touched myself in the bath jar. It was fucking sweet, man. Cum came out and everything. I was fucking jacking away like, Bonza, get in here, you can't get in here, bouncer, you dirty fucking bastard.
I'm sorry, dear chap, I really don't understand the word you're saying, or the accent is quite
uncouth. Then I read Kylie Minogue and fucked her in the ass as well.
Call Blimey Gubba, she's quite hot.
She is, she's got baps the size of baps.
I don't know what is going on here! Is this German?
A random German appears to have wandered into Willenstein's Rantcast.
Let's rape him.
Don't have to rape the German!
Yes, let's rape him with strap on. I don't know what this strap is strapping on, possibly my kneecaps.
Oh, he does have to suck. Oh, that's that good. Oh yeah. Oh, you're gonna swallow, sweetheart? Oh, you are, aren't you? You better eat this. Oh yeah. Have you ever performed a reach around? Because I'd quite like a reach around. I'm in a rim job.
Your arse is the devil.
Oh, that's not chocolate, honey. That's this. Sweet bang of love.
Love and kisses.
But mostly love. Honey. Baby.
I need pizza sauce for breakfast. Still doesn't know what this is about. All he knows is everything is so fucking hard. And no one knows what a good man he is. I was a special guest who kinda just kept coming along.
You are being held in a queue to get off this
On the new Facebook, you can see how your page looks to other people by putting in their name, and it says, this is how this page looks to insert name here.
That is a random thing. The more random the facts, consult Google, not us, because we're not full of information.
Here is the next musical number. The song is called...
Before I Forget.
The song is called... Video Game References. I am Eric. Do a barrel roll. I am Eric. Do a barrel roll.
I am Error.
Do a barrel roll.
I am Error. Do a barrel roll. Error.
I am alive. Do a barrel roll. I'm alive. Do a barrel roll. I'm a barrel roll. I am Error. I'm alive. Do a barrel roll. Any more video game references to it? May your ads be rough.
May your
eyes. The darkness comes. Rats eat your eyes. The darkness it comes. May your rats eat your eyes. The darkness comes.
Shut up and city down.
Shut up and city down. Do a barrel roll. Cake is a lie. The cake's a lie. Now shut up and die. You're so fat and you're adopted. Stop stroking, you will. It's really quite distracting. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Bling 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 Sonic. Bling 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 bling. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Extra life.
Do a barrel roll. God, do a barrel roll. Yeah, do a barrel roll. The princess in another castle. The princess is in another castle.
I want to kill you, Toby. I'm fucking here.
Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Seriously, where the fuck's the princess, you cunt?
Damn you, Crash Bandicoot.
Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
What's the one who lost? You're a bad
player. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Pikachu, I choose you.
Jumpy, 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 jump.
Do a barrel roll. 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 Do a barrel roll.
Follow me.
Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Of an hour, but we keep on going. Barrel roll.
One more time. Do a barrel roll. Take us to it. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Take it,
me. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll! Do a fucking barrel roll, bitch!
Oh yeah.
Do a barrel roll.
Barrel roll! Kill the mother brain! Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! In the style of James Hetfield. Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! I am the table! It's not a day for staying. Do a better roll! Do a better roll! Do a better roll, bitch! It's now Joey Belladonna.
Do a better roll! Do a better roll!
To the style of Tom Araya. Do a better roll! Do a better roll!
This has been the last Rantcast of 2011.
Fuck yeah!
It's been special, just as much to us as it has been to you. We love you, T. We love you, Heather. We love you, the other half a listener.
This is half a listener. In the style of Lemmy, do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! In the style of Skindred, do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! Any other bands you want to do it in the style of?
I don't fucking know. I don't even know where I am anymore.
In the style of a dead bunny? Okay.
Yeah, in the style of dead from Mayhem.
Do a barrel! Do a barrel! Do a barrel! In the style of, Max Cavalera! Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! Do a barrel roll! I am Max Cavalera, motherfuckers! I will eat your sardines! In the style of Simon Neil from Vicky Claro, doing a slow acoustic guitar.
Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Happy birthday, Teague. And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all our other listeners. And we look forward.
What other listeners?
And we look forward to seeing you in 2012. This has been...
Seeing you!
Or
we're poor. We're very poor.
Consorting with you in 2012.
I am this close to living in a box. We're not fucking flying to Australia.
Who said we're flying anywhere?
You said we're seeing them in 2012.
I mean figuratively!
Do we open another psychic portal in the universe or some shit?
I wish we did. Merry Christmas. I've been Will.
I've been Stuart, and I've said basically nothing for the last 45 minutes.
It's a first. Excuses.
Who's you?
Bunny rape.
Thank you, do a barrel roll. And this is the last episode. Do a barrel roll. Key change. Do a barrel. Do a barrel. Do a barrel. Do a barrel. Again. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll. My brain has come up my own again.
Let me touch your penis for you.
Yeah.
Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Tyler, Mr. Shintoist, Merry fucking Christmas. God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now is Christmas bonus and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Head.